Phoenix was sitting in his office. They hadn't had a client in months, and he had become so desperate that he tried eating some of Mia's old law books, which turned out to be even harder than trying to read them. So he sat around when suddenly Maya burst in and said, "Hey, Nick, there's someone who wants to see you!" And Phoenix got really excited and said, "A client? Wow, that's great. Who is it?" And Maya said, "It's me again. I just wanted to say hi." "Maya, you dope, you can't be my client unless you commit a crime," said Phoenix as he tried to point at her with his objecting finger and missed, causing a vase to break on the other side of the room. "Oh yeah, whoops, duh, I'm so stupid," said Maya. "Hey, Nick, let's go get some burgers." "We don't have any money," said Phoenix, who pointed out the window and this time gave a heart attack to the guy in the hotel room across the window from his office. "Maybe I'll go make some money, how about that, you big old jerk meanie duty head moron," and Maya ran off. "Hmm," said Phoenix. "I wonder if Adrian Andrews is around so I can call her up and have hot sex with her off camera." While Phoenix was having hot sex with Adrian Andrews off camera, Maya was trying to make money.
"Gee golly shucks, making money is hard," Maya said as she walked around outside. "I wonder how I can do it. I hope I won't be forced to sell my body in degrading and humiliating ways to titillate and excite some pervert somewhere."
Just then, Missile came in. Missile said.
"Hi, Missile, how are you?" Maya said. "Are you serious? Gumshoe needs my help," Maya said.
Times a billion.
"Okay, I shall go get him."
Maya arrived at Gumshoe's house and said,
"Hi, Gumshoe, what's up?"
"Hey, pal, I need some help."
"What sort of help?"
"Well, I need to do some repairs around the place here."
"What kind?"
"Well, mainly, I just need a new cardboard box here." "If you could find a new one that's more roomy and ain't all moldy due to rain, I'd appreciate it."
"Okay!"
Meanwhile, Manfred von Karma had overheard all this.
"So, those despicable people need cardboard boxes, huh? Well, I'll go and destroy all the cardboard boxes in the world so that two-bit hobo won't have anywhere to live."
"Where can I find cardboard boxes?" "I'll go ask Mia!"
So Maya called up her spirit telephone, which connects her to the spirit world, and said,
"Hey, sis, where can I find the cardboard box?"
"Well, have you tried the prosecutor's office? They need lots of boxes there to fit all Edgeworth's poofy clothes in."
"Okay, cool, have fun being dead!"
So Maya went to Edgeworth's office and was shocked to find Edgeworth all tied up and naked and being whipped by Franziska, who was also mostly naked.
"Oh my god, what is going on in here? Do you need to be saved?"
Maya said.
"I can't." "No, go away for a few hours, you dumb broad," they both said at once.
"Okay, but can you give me a cardboard box first?"
Maya got kicked out, which hurt pretty bad, but she noticed the door next to Edgeworth's office, which read, "Edgeworth's clothing storage. Caution, contains lots of frills and gay colors." "I bet I can go in there and get a box," said Maya. She walked inside, and she found Manfred hiding behind a box with a gun and a knife.
"Ha ha ha, you horrible girl. I shall defeat you and feast on your corpse, and then find that dumb lawyer guy that had me thrown in jail that I obviously escaped from."
"Not so fast. I'm a spirit medium. I can channel spirits into my body."
"Oh yeah? Well, I'm a gun medium who can channel bullets into your face."
He pulled the trigger, but Maya ducked.
"Man, this is going to be hard. This looks like a job for channeling Superman."
And Maya transformed into Superman and kicked Manfred's ass and put him in Arkham Asylum.
"My work here is done," said Super Maya. "Now to deliver that cardboard box. First, I must turn back to more normal Maya."
"Duh, I need hamburgers."
So Maya gave Gumshoe his box and immediately got eaten by possums and walked in the law offices. "Hi, Nick, I just saved the world." "Whatever," said Phoenix as he pointed out the wall and burnt a hole in it. "I still need money."
"Well, I robbed the bank while I was saving the world as Superman, so I have a lot of money down, but you're going to have to make me your client again."
As soon as he heard this news, Phoenix stood up, pointed, and screamed, "OBJECTION!" so loud that his head exploded at the end.